This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Anthony Tate, Appellant, decided April 1st, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. State of Missouri, opinion issued April 1st, 2025, Respondent, V. No, SC 10676, Anthony Tate, Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County. The Honorable Stanley J. Wallach, Judge Anthony Tate, appeals the Circuit Court's judgment convicting him of two counts of first-degree assault following a jury trial, Section 565, O.R. 50, 1. He challenges the sufficiency of the evidence to support the first-degree assault convictions. 2. Tate further contends the Circuit Court plainly erred in failing to issue a corrective instruction to the jury regarding the state's closing argument and failing to strike portions of a witness's testimony as inadmissible hearsay. 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016 unless otherwise indicated. 2. The jury also found Tate guilty of first-degree murder, Section 565.020, unlawful use of a weapon, Section 571.030.1-9, unlawful possession of a weapon, Section 571.070, and four counts of armed criminal action, Section 571.015. 2. Because there was sufficient evidence to support Tate's first-degree assault convictions, and the Circuit Court did not plainly err in failing to issue a corrective instruction sua sponte and strike the witness's testimony, this Court affirms the Circuit Court's judgment. Background. On December 12, 2019, Tate, driving a Ford Edge, parked in a barbershop parking lot. He waited in the parking lot for 23 minutes until he pulled alongside another vehicle parked there. Tate then fired 15 shots into the vehicle, killing one passenger and injuring two others. 3. After the shots were fired, the injured passengers ran to the barbershop. One injured passenger, A.H., was shot in the left leg. A.H. entered the barbershop and paced, hobbling and placing significantly more weight on his right leg when walking, and intermittently held onto the doorframe. When police arrived, an officer helped A.H. exit the barbershop, and emergency personnel gave him medical care. After arriving at the emergency room, medical personnel treated the gunshot wound but left the bullet in his left leg. When A.H. left the hospital, he was supplied a brace and crutches. M.E., the other injured passenger, was shot above his left knee and in his left hand. Medical personnel described the hand injury as flayed flesh in his left hand with 3. The passenger who was killed, T.S., died at the scene from his gunshot wounds, 3 exposed tendons, and a potential tendon injury. Medical personnel treated the hand injury by splinting his wrist and fingers. M.E.'s knee gunshot wounds were approximately 2 centimeters wide and required sutures. After his hospital treatment, M.E. retained ballistic fragments in his knee and hand. Medical personnel placed M.E.'s hand and fingers in a splint with his fingers fully extended. Immediately following the shooting, the Ford Edge was seen on video surveillance at a gas station approximately 1 mile from the shooting. The footage showed Tate exiting the driver's side of the vehicle, wearing distinctive clothing and with a tattoo or discoloration on the backside of his left hand. 2 weeks after the shooting, Tate, while driving the Ford Edge, fled police during a traffic stop. Police followed and arrested him. They recovered a backpack containing the gun used in the shooting, as later confirmed by bullet ballistics. Police further discovered Tate had made social media posts of himself with the gun. He also had posted photos of himself in the same distinctive pants seen on the gas station video surveillance. The state charged Tate with first-degree murder, 2 counts of first-degree assault, unlawful use of a weapon, unlawful possession of a weapon, and 4 counts of armed criminal action. 4. At trial, the state showed the jury video surveillance of the 4. The state also charged Tate with first-degree assault and armed criminal action against a 4th victim. The jury acquitted Tate of these charges, and they are not relevant to this appeal. 4 shooting and hospital photographs of both victims' injuries. A detective who had interacted with the victims while they were in the hospital testified their injuries were consistent with the doctor's diagnoses of gunshot wounds. Based on this evidence, the state moved to admit M.E.'s and A.H.'s hospital records into evidence. The records were 147 and 107 pages in length, respectively. Tate did not object to the admission of any part of the hospital records. The Circuit Court sustained the Sainte-Athe's motion and admitted the records into evidence with no limitation placed on their use. the state published one page from each victim's hospital records to the jury. Each page stated the diagnosis of the gunshot wounds, the arrival and discharge time for each victim, and that each VI